Welcome to the St Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcasts for 2020. Thank you for listening. It's Graham here, and it's really good to welcome you all back again as we come to a new series of podcasts as we welcome and celebrate and contemplate this Lent period as we approach Easter later on in April. Lent, of course, is a time in the church calendar where time has been set aside for praying, for confessing our faults and failings, for self-examination, and for making decisions about how we can live a more faithful way towards God and his calling. It's a time where Christians set aside time for serious prayer and repentance for 40 days, plus the Sundays as well, leading up to Easter itself. And of course, traditionally, it's also been a time where many folks give up something, usually by fasting and giving up food for these 40 days. Sunday was always traditionally a day off. And these 40 days of fasting helps us remember as well Jesus' own time of fasting in the wilderness at the beginning of his ministry, as he was tempted by the devil and as he prepared his heart and soul for the ministry and work which lay ahead. You know, as we think about giving up food for Lent and think about fasting, or if you're a child or not even that young, you're looking ahead already to Easter Sunday and fast's amount of chocolate. Food plays a central part in the period of Lent. But so too does food play a part that's central and key in the whole of the Bible. From Genesis chapter 2, where Eve is tempted by the serpent using an apple, to the big celebration of the Passover meal as the Israelites were led out of captivity from Egypt, to the eating of manna in the wilderness that God provided for the people, to the endless rules in the Old Testament about foods that were clean or foods that were unclean, and of course all the feasts and celebrations throughout the annual Jewish calendar, which they would set aside each year to just celebrate God's goodness and his faithfulness, to stories in the Old Testament of Elijah being fed by the ravens, right through to the New Testament, of course, where Jesus comes along and where once again food plays a key role. From his feeding of the hungry thousands, to being a guest at numerous dinner tables, or eating himself with the marginalised and the lonely and the unloved, right through, of course, to his last meal with the disciples on the night before he faced the cross. And then to the promise of the wedding feast of the Lamb, which is to come, and his invitation, which we find in the last book of the Bible in Revelation, that as Jesus stands at the door and knocks, if we would only open up to him, he would come in. And what does it say? He will eat with us and we with him. So this year, the theme for these Lent podcasts is all around food, as we consider passages from the Bible where food plays a central role and where through these food passages, we learn something more of God's goodness in our lives. And so we've called this series for 2020, Taste and See. And that expression comes to us from Psalm 34. Let me read it to you now. It says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. So that's where we get the theme for for this year's podcasts. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Or as the Message version of the Bible says, open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see just how good God really is. Blessed are you who run to him. You know, of course, there's something very intimate about food. Intimate in that we take it right into our bodies. We savour the taste in our mouth and we know the satisfaction of having a nice full belly after a good meal. Food is also intimate as we share it one with another, whether that's with coffee and cake in a good old blether with an old friend in a coffee shop, or sitting around the meal table enjoying some tasty dish that has been lovingly prepared as we spend time with those we love. Food is intimate. And so as the psalmist calls us to taste and see that the Lord is good, we remember that God is calling us into intimacy, primarily with him, to fellowship and friendship, but also to know him, not just in our heads, or to know about him from reading books or the Bible or whatever, but actually to know him, to savour him, to taste and see that he is good, and to know the fulfilment of being satisfied by him in our innermost being and by him alone. And so whether we are fasting or giving up some food or not this time of Lent this year, let's pray that whatever we're doing, that we spend time just focusing again and opening up our lives to the goodness of God, and that in doing so, we begin to taste and see how good he really is, and to know the pleasure of feasting on him and knowing his pure delights and experiencing his fullness within. Let's pray together. Father, as we begin another season of Lent, looking to your death and resurrection in a few weeks' time, we want to give you these weeks of preparation. We ask, Lord, that with you and by your Spirit, we would find time to examine ourselves again, to see what you have been doing in our lives and to praise you for all that is good, but at the same time to recognize where in our lives, Lord, you would still want to bring your touch or bring freedom or bring healing or make changes or call us to a deeper level of intimacy or a deeper level of fellowship and surrender with you. So we ask, Lord, that you would be with us in the weeks that are to come, and that, Lord, you would meet with us individually and as a fellowship. And we pray that these Lent podcasts would be used for your glory, that, Lord, as different people come and speak each day to us, that, Lord, they would have your anointing, and that through them we would be satisfied and could feast on that which they are sharing with us. So, Lord, help us to come and to taste and to see that you are good and to be satisfied in our innermost being in a deeper way. For your glory we pray. Amen.
Sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from my enemies. The Son of God surrounds his saints, he will deliver them, he will deliver them. Thank you. The Lord is good. He'll give you everything.